You're on the radio. 101.
Generation annihilation.
I just want some cake.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Have you drunk? Come on, put your hands up.
Not this time, girl. Not this time. Not this fucking time.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. And may I remind you that is also 101.9 FM in cable, www.citr.ca on your computer, and you can also download our podcast at that address as well. My name is Aaron. I was absent last week. Thanks to Andy for filling in, doing a great job, playing some great tunes. The podcast for his show is up, and yes, it sounds great. So yes, got a great show for you today, and if there's something you'd like to hear in this show, 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR. What a great day it is out there in sunny Vancouver, British Columbia, but hopefully you'll be sticking around and enjoying the show. We started things all off with Violent Arrest on the Deranged Records label, Take the Power Back, from their latest 12-inch, actually their first release, their debut, but hey, they've been at it for a while. The three members of Violent Arrest have been kicking since about 1985 from the band Ripcord. Ripcord out of the UK, where Violent Arrest are from as well. They're from Bristol, to be exact. And we're going to hear a set of UK punk, some more UK punk coming at you. This is the latest from The Threats. God Is Not With Us Today. It's on Doctor Strange Records. The track we're going to hear is called Time. So yes, you're listening to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM.
In this room, at this pace, flick the wrist, look at the face. Two hands black, another red. One more minute's just gone dead. Seventh mind control won't come. Just take a look, it's surely sand. No one knows that it's just the twist. Tied around our feeble wrists, and no one knows that it's just the twist. In this room, at this pace, a vagrant look at the face. I trans black, I'm not the red. One more minute's just gone dead.
This is Watty from Exploited, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Here from the Exploited, listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, and quarter past the hour here on CITR 101.9 FM. And in that last set, we heard five tracks, and we ended it all off with the Exploited from the Computers Don't Blunder 7-inch on Secret Records. We heard the title track. And before that, we heard two tracks off a compilation called Nevermind the Bullocks to the Gonads, Here's the Testicles. And we heard Anti-System with a track called Dying World. Anti-System, we're out of Bradford in the UK. Legion of Parasites. In the set before that, we heard a track called Dying World. Awesome band. They were out of Bedford, and Anti-System were out of West Yorks in the UK. Before that, we heard from Asserts out of Telford, England, with a track called You Can't Stop Us. And that's from their Hideous Eye release, Bulletin. And Assert are in the studio right now as we speak, finishing up some recording of theirs. So, yeah, very good stuff indeed from Assert. And we started things all off with a brand new release from The Threats, God Is Not With Us Today. And the track we heard was called Time, The Threats out of Scotland. We like them here on Generation Annihilation, and I hope you do too. And if there's something you'd like to hear on this show this week or in the upcoming week, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And right now we're going to get into some new stuff from Citizen Fish.
Another job to kill me, the money pays the rent. The funeral will take, all that is just to see. But when it grows the flowers, it becomes the world's greed.
Never quite the same. not for me. The money through this temple of the racist history. Although I'm forced to use it, the rules have always said, but love is not worth living if your soul is in debt.
Never quite the same. Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Yes, pick up a Friends of CITR card and save yourself money at those record stores. Ended that set off with Chelsea from the faster, cheaper, and better-looking release on TKO Records, Sliding Down a Stream. That one originally came out on Captain Oi Records in 2005, and yes, TKO made it available this side of the pond, and with bonus tracks. The Magnificent, and the set before that, an old act out of Holland. This one originally came out in the 80s, and it was reissued in 1994 in Captain Oi Records, and it's going to be deleted from their catalog quick, so you might want to scoop it up while you can. The Magnificent, Hit and Run, and we heard a track called Get Out of the Way. Liberty in the set before that from The People Who Care Are Angry, brand new for 2007. Bought and Sold was the name of the track. Originally came out on Mortar Hate Records, reissued on Get Back. Good anarcho-punk, and yes, Generation Annihilation will be doing an anarcho-punk spotlight very soon. Not exactly sure when, but it should be in the upcoming weeks or in the upcoming month or so. Yes, I just saw the Day the Country Died, which had Liberty in the film. Citizen Fish started things all off. That's from their split with Leftover Crack on Fat Records. Money. Citizen Fish, of course, three quarters of the one and only British Subhumans. So yes, it's just after 12:30 here. Gonna get to a new act here on the Profane Existence Records label. This is actually their second full-length release. The band is called Behind Enemy Lines. The name of the release is called One Nation Under the Iron Fist of God. And the name of the track is called Gluttons of Privilege. Privilege. I try not to stutter.
Toxic Narcotic.
Now, this is Bill from Toxic Narcotic.
You're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 FM, CITR.
We'll be right back. On CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeed you are. And in that last set, we ended things all off with Ada Max out of Japan, File of Tales of Terror. It is on MCR Company Records, sounding very much like The Accused. Hellshock in the set before that, out of Portland, Oregon. That's from their split with Effigy, Generals Die in Bed. That one is on Crimes Against Humanity Records. Sanctum in the set before that, that's from their split LP, with Stormcrow out of the UK. Generals Die in Bed is the name of the track. And we started things all off with Behind Enemy Lines out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with One Nation Under the Iron Fist of God, Gluttons of Privilege was the name of that. And as I said, it is on Profane Existence Records, and it comes with a nice big booklet as well. We're going to hear an act right now that are out of the Newmarket area, which is, I think, a suburb out of Toronto, and they're called the Metal Eddies.
up a solution. Cause my experience is on my block, yeah, on my block, on my block, yeah, on my block.
Yeah. though, yo.
For you, Chris. Right. It's all for you, Chris.
Right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves in the last hour, or in the last 54 minutes of the last hour. And in that last set, we ended things all off with Four Stroke, with a track from their release, I Was a Teenage Suicide Bomber. So fucking what? Four Stroker from Ottawa. Before that, we heard from Micro Edge with a track called DP Was Right, and that one's going back to 1983. We got a what's wrong, Jill? Don't worry, I'll get that for you. Are you playing vinyl right away?
Could possibly be.
All right, don't worry about it. All right, so yeah, what else do we hear in the set? Yeah, Micro Edge, like I said, first ever Canadian skate punk band. We heard a track called DP Was Right. They're from Toronto. And in the set before that, we heard from the Schlank Shoulders, Endless Grind, with a track called Skateboard Hooligans. Career Suicide in the set before that, Attempted Suicide, from their Deranged Records release, Attempted Suicide. Play the Part was the name of the track. And we started things all off with another act out of Ontario, the Metal Eddies, with a track called Brains, with their release, Brains of the Operation, No Vinyl Records. 2007, we heard a track called Jenny Ain't Goth. So yeah, we're going to tell you about some shows going on. April 20th at the Balmoral, we got the Goalers, the Excessives, Fat Maddie, and the Yellow Belts. That'll be pretty cool. April 13th with Chiz of Friday. Kind of scary, but if you want to venture out, you can catch Massgrave, Limb from Limb, System Shit, and Resist the Right. That's an all-ages show at the Guelph Street Punk House, 2707 Guelph Street. April 16th at the Commodore, we got Social Distortion, Black Halos, and I Hate Kate. April 14th at Pat's Pub, we got a show with the Clorox Girls, the Transmitters, the Red-Ons, and the Beelines. May 12th, this has just been recently announced, at the Red Room, we got Teenage Head from Toronto. April 6th at the Cobalt, this is next Friday, we got Defiance from Portland, Oregon, along with Dead River Wasteland and Verbal Deception. May 6th at Richards on Richards, we got the Bouncing Souls, Strike Anywhere, and the Loved Ones. And tonight at the Cobalt, we got a band called Numb, and they're playing with the East Side Death Squad, Rock Pile, and Piss Ups. So yes, there's some very good shows worth checking out. And yes, you can check out Generation Annihilation's podcast, www.citrradio.com. I'm distracted now for some reason. Yeah, maybe it's because I got to go help Gerald with the vinyl, which I'm going to do. So yes, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Like I said, check out our podcast at www.citr.com. Check out our playlist at www.streetpunkradio.com. And we're going to leave you with a couple more tracks from this band, Micro Edge. And this is them doing a cover of Judas Priest's Living After Midnight. Hope Gerald likes this one. Hope you like this one as well. Hope you like the show. Thanks for tuning in.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Power Chord on CITR, and it's Gerald Rattlehead, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the Heaven and Hell show, even though, of all things, I did not make it, but...
Yeah, where were you, Gerald?
That's some other place. But I'm thinking on catching them when they, are down south or whatever, so I still got another chance, another crack at them, so... Which is good. I got to hear a bunch of stuff the night before, actually, because they were rehearsing at the Coliseum practically all evening. So I got to hear exactly what they were going to play the next day, which was interesting. I'm going, holy shit. And then they were rehearsing Lonely is the Word, which they never did play in concert, the following night. So kind of lucky there, but... Of all things, Ronnie's the same person. I did get a chance to run into him, but no interview, but still humble as ever. One of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. I'm going like, Jesus, this guy is, you know, super unreal as a person. So I'm going like, holy shit. But anyway, let's see what we got on today's show. We got, I found this vinyl thing of the Angels. Well, I guess over here they're called Angel City, but over there they're the Angels in Australia. Got like this Australian import with some interesting different stuff on it compared to the, you know, your albums out here that they released, as well as, I don't know, this another different thing I found too is a Thin Lizzy, I guess it's a bootleg record, but it's the BBC sessions that came out on CD, but this is on vinyl, and I'm going like, and it's a bootleg of all things. I'm going, man, is that ever strange. But, oh well, I always seem to luck out and shit like that. And as well as the release that's coming out this coming Tuesday, Black Sabbath, the Dio Ears CD, which has three unreleased tracks, which they just did recently. And I think they played them all three of them, did they not?
They did, yeah, I believe.
Yeah, so it got a good reaction, I heard. And as well as the other stuff on the record, which is a compilation, so it's remastered versions of